أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب
is His Holiness Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who was the final law-bearing prophet and was raised for the whole world, on whom Allah revealed that book which has encompassed all aspects of knowledge. Allah has declared obedience to him as obedience to God. As obedience to God. At each and every step, God guided him. Despite that, for Allah to say, Shavirhum fil Amr, that, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should consult your people, the believers, in everything, every matter which is important. Those who live under your sovereignty, and you should consult them. And this verse explains it fully, that all these commandments which Allah had revealed to him, this verse as it was revealed, this is a response to the allegations and the questions those unbelievers and opponents had raised, that this is a prophet which imposes his own will and does not listen to him. In answer to that, Allah says that Allah bears the testimony that with the special grace of God, you are so gentle-hearted for them that there is no limit to it. You are an embodied mercy for yourself, and you always try to look out for the means of forgiving and occasion to forgive others. And you are so kind-hearted that no other example can be quoted for it. O Prophet, you overlook the faults of the hypocrites and are lenient to them, and you also deal leniently with the opponents. And not only that you are gentle and lenient, but you consult them in the matters of state. For example, on one occasion, the leaders of the hypocrites, Abdullah bin Sulul, was consulted in a discussion of settling the dispute of a national nature. And to reject this allegation of the hypocrites, this proof is enough that as these people gather around you like moth around a light, and they would never have gathered around you in this matter, they would have rather distanced themselves from you. And your sympathy, and by giving importance to the people, that many people who were misguided by the hypocrites and stayed away from you, but because of your leniency and your kindness, he reformed themselves and came near you, and Allah enabled them to submit to you. And there is also a reply to the hypocrites that this messenger is not only is putting emphasis on consultation according to the teachings of God, but also according to the command of God. He overlooks the fault of those who give wrong information because of their limitations, and also you seek Allah's forgiveness for them. But because he also makes his own decision, because he has the option to make his own decision and to make up his mind after consultation, because he's a prophet and the opponents object to that. Therefore, after full consultation, when he makes up his mind to do something, then according to God's command, he puts his full trust in him, that is in God, and leaves the best results. Because he has full trust in God, he puts it in the hand of God, and this is the stand as a result of which the prophet was made beloved of God. And this is the character that stage by stage and level by level, according to one's capacities, Allah has admonished, advised the people and everyone who believes in him. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah to give so much importance to consultation and to turn your attention to it. The purpose was that there should be an importance among the Ummah, the necessity of consultations. And there is a hadith that when the verse of the Holy Quran of Shavirhum fil Amr was revealed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that although Allah and His Messenger is free of this, but Allah has made him made this as a stage of compassion and mercy, and those who will consult, He will be protected from disgrace, and those who will ignore consultation will not be protected against disgrace. So, neither Allah needs a consultation for any decision, and neither His Messenger, who beside the revelation of the Holy Quran, Allah used to inform him before the event. And so the matters about which people have been consulted, or the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to consult, Allah could have made him free of that as well. As a result, the Prophet did not need any suggestions and consultations, but to show the importance of consultation so that the Ummah and the followers should adopt it, that method, he used to consult people. And he said it in plain words that Allah does guide me in any event. But if you want to win Allah's grace and mercy, you must always keep consultation in mind. Because of this admonition of God and this example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have set up a shura consultation system in the Jamaat and in every country of the world under this Shura Council system, and acting upon this admonition and consultation, the Jamaat, with the grace of Allah, is gaining Allah's graces and blessings. Now I will put before you different examples of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he consulted on various occasions, which will show, will put light on this aspect of his great moral character. According to this command of Allah, as I mentioned in the verse which I recited, he used to consult people so much that everyone could see clearly that there can be no one else who can take consultation and find best proposals and suggestions and act upon it. It is one of the companion reports that I have not found anyone among his companions better than taking benefit from consultation. And all this was for the reason, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I, who are a prophet of God, do consult in some important matters, or consult in such matters which Allah has not given me a direct guidance yet. So you see how it is important for you to act upon this advice of consulting people. So despite the fact that because of his light of intelligence was far more than his companions, but he never mentioned this to his companions, but even at the consultation he kept his deep humility in view. For example, it is reported from Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had decided to send him to Yemen. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companions to give their suggestions. And there were Abu Zubair and so many Abu Zar and so many other companions among them who he consulted. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Hazrat Abu Bakr submitted that if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not consulted us, we would not have spoken anything. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The matters about which I have no revelation, I am a man like you." Hazrat Mu'az says that according to this command, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's request, everyone gave their proposal. And after that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "Mu'az, you tell me what you propose." And he said, "My proposal is the same as Hazrat Abu Bakr has proposed." But with how simplicity he said, and humility, he said, "Give me proposals, because in matters which Allah has not guided me, I am a man like you who depends on other people's suggestions and proposals." When there was an allegation to his most beloved, against him, his most beloved daughter, if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted, and this was exactly according to the requirement of justice, he could have not taken the action because it was a wrong allegation. But to stop the conspiracy of the hypocrites, he kept silent and consulted the companions, because he realized that this matter has gone out into society and creating a disorder and disruption in society. Hazrat Aisha herself reports, so this was a matter about his beloved wife, not his daughter, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ called Usama bin Zaid and one more companion and asked their opinion and proposal about Hazrat Aisha. And Hazrat Usmana had proposed that he should love his wife, continue to love his wife. But the Holy Prophet continued to ignore her till Allah had declared her to be innocent of that allegation. When Allah had declared her to be innocent, then he also punished the culprits. He did not care that what will be the effect or outcome. There is a report about this, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ consulted Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Usama, their proposal about it, but when the Holy Quran revealed her innocence, and he punished those who had made the allegations, but he gave the same command which he received from God, which shows that even his personal matters, he was so cautious and used to take proposals from people and their suggestions. It also shows, but once he revealed the command of Allah, he did not listen to anyone else, that He not only punished them, but also according to the command of Allah, they were not to be a witness in anything in the future, or their testimony was annulled. And when the opponents continue to make effort that they did not let the Muslim to sit in peace, and they did not leave any occasion to trouble them, and he consulted his companions. But since it was the earlier time, and he wished that all the leaders of Ansar also should take part, so that later on no one could find an excuse. This is how this incident is recorded in the pages of history, that when the Holy Prophet ﷺ learnt the trading caravan of Quraysh, he said that we should stop it. And he consulted his companions and told them the opinions and their aims of the unbelievers. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar and Miqdad, turn by turn, stood up and said that you should go to fulfill what your proposal is, and we will accompany you. We will not say, as the Moses followers had said, that you and your Lord may go and fight them. We will sit back. But we submit that you and your Lord should so they said that you should go to fight the opponent of the faith, and we will fight with you, and by God who has raised you with the truth, that there was a place near Yemen, if you would take us right up to there, which was very distant, we will continue to fight along the way to everyone till you reach the place. At this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ praised for and gave him blessings, prayed for him and gave blessings, and then he asked for proposal and suggestion again. He was in fact asking the Ansar to give their proposal, and the reason was that in Bayt Aqaba pledge, the Ansar had said, O the Messenger of Allah, we are responsible for you only when you enter our city, but when you will come and live among us, then the responsibility for guarding you and protection will be ours, and we will guard you like we guard our members of our own families. The Holy Prophet ﷺ had feared that by living within Medina, the responsibility of the Ansar of Medina is restricted within the limits of the city, and that they would not support him to fight outside Medina. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ asked to give suggestion once again, Sa'd bin Mu'az stood up and said that, O the Messenger of Allah, by God, it looks that you are probably indicating and pointing to us, and you want to ask us something. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, you have understood correctly. At this, Ma'az said that we have believed you and have supported you and have observed that whatever teaching you have brought is right, and for that reason we have given pledge to support you. And the Messenger, go out to fight. We are with you by God who has raised you with truth. If there is an ocean in our way, and if you will cross it, we will also cross with you, and not a single person will stay behind, and we do not dislike that you should fight our enemies. We will show patience and steadfastness, and we will prove our aims correct opposed to the opponents. Maybe Allah will raise you to a station which will give you comfort, and with Allah's blessings, we will go with you. As soon as he said, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, there was a happiness on the face of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and with this incident, as it shows that he was careful and took care that they should have a proposal from the majority of the people, also that the people who give suggestion, they will also, and they will have no excuse that we have been dragged to this. Our promise of help was conditional. That it was to certain limits, that is within the precinct of the city. But the Holy Prophet ﷺ understood the psychology or human psychology in depth and consulted all of them. And this also shows that great revolutionary change which he brought about within a short span of time within them. That whereas on one side there was only a limited and conditional promise, and then there was this revelationary change, they were ready to jump into the oceans. This was also a purpose and aim of his consultations, that those who are new Muslims, we should test their faith, and by searching out their hearts, and we should check up their love for Allah and His Messenger. He also tried to set up these examples so that people who come later should follow these examples, and the latter-day people should give examples that they are joining the earlier Muslims. When they give proposals on Shura councils, not for just the reason that they have to show their intelligence and their wisdom, but they should give suggestions in this with this aim that we will also ready to give sacrifices to bring these proposals into practice. And if we are not ready to give these sacrifices, we are not following the examples in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have seen the demonstration of their sacrifices. Miqdad bin Asad said that, O the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will fight you on your right, on your left, in front, and at behind you. And there is another report which that they also said that the enemy will not reach you till he goes to you trampling on our dead bodies. And this was not limited to just words, but the history bears witness and testimony that with their practice they had fulfilled this statement. In this, there is a message for the members of Shura Council of our Jamaat. They should make it a part of their life. Only then the representatives of the Shura Councils can be proved to be true in protecting the system of caliphate and the organization and administration of the Jamaat. As it has been mentioned, that whenever wars were imposed on Muslims, and they only defended in that situation, and whenever such situations came, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always consulted his companions. But even if he decided something himself, But later someone gave a better proposal, he immediately followed that proposal. There is a report about the Battle of Badr that where the Islamic army was to camp was not such a place which was good for fighting. And someone, one of the companions said, have you selected this place under divine revelation or is it your own plan and your own opinion? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there has been no revelation about this. This is my personal opinion according to the plan of fighting. And if you have a better proposal, let me know. And he submitted that for me, we must not just put up camp here. We should go forward and we should go to another spring which is better, and we will be nearer to the drinking water than the opponents, and we should have access to these, and we should make a little pond and fill that with water, and we will be able to drink water from it, and they will not be able to do. And he said we should collect water from all the wells nearby. And then he said, you have given good proposal, and therefore he reached that source of drinking water and put up camp there. The water source was then not occupied by the opponents, so therefore the Muslims took control over it, and the water of the wells was made too low so that they could take the water out and fill it in a pond. So as I've just mentioned, that when the wars was imposed on the Muslims, they had to take steps to defend themselves. And when the Muslims won the war, and then there were many opponents which were made prisoners, but this was not the aim of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All he wanted was that, you know, because of the war they have become prisoners, how we can be most lenient with them and free them. But he did not want to give preference to his own opinion over others, despite the fact that whatever decision he took, the companions would have willingly accepted it, happily accepted it. But his cautious nature did not opt for it. Anyway, this was his normal method, that in national affairs he always consulted other people. Therefore, he asked their opinion about how should we treat these prisoners. Hazrat Anas reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam consulted people about the prisoners of Badr. He said, Allah has given us power over them. And one stood up, he said, we should kill them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ignored it. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated his request and said, we have given control over them, whereas till yesterday they were your brothers. And then the other companion said, we should kill them. And third time the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same. At this, Hazrat Abu Bakr stood up and he submitted, if Huzur thinks appropriate, forgive them and take fidya, compensation from them. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not grieved after that. He was happy and he forgiven them and accepted compensation from them. So most of the time the Holy Prophet ﷺ tried to be lenient, even if it is a strong opponent. The Holy Prophet ﷺ heard this proposal of Hazrat Abu Bakr, he quickly put it in action. Hazrat Umar was harsh by nature, and despite the fact that he used to give most important to Hazrat Umar, but his proposal the Holy Prophet ﷺ avoided and ignored. For example, in Hudaybiyah, truce of Hudaybiyah, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ has decided to punish the idolaters of Mecca because they broke their covenant, and he was not lenient because they were Quraysh, his old tribe, but instead of the lenient proposal of Hazrat Abu Bakr, he preferred the hard line of Hazrat Umar and acted upon it. For example, it is reported that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, saw the Holy Prophet prepare, O the messenger, are you trying to attack them or take the army to them? And the Holy Prophet said yes. And the Hazrat Abu Bakr said, perhaps you want to go to the one tribe. And he said, no. And Hazrat Abu Bakr said, are you going to Ahli Najd, another tribe? The Holy Prophet said, no. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr said, maybe you want to attack Quraysh. This the Holy Prophet said, yes, this is my aim. By hearing this reply of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr submitted, O the Messenger of Allah, did you not set a time limit for the covenant in the truce of Hudaybiyah? Hearing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you not know that the Quraysh have broken that covenant? The reporter says, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ gathered all the Muslims who were in villages and living around, that any of you, he sent a message that those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, he should come to Medina during the month of Ramadan. And he had sent this message after consulting Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Abu Bakr had proposed not to attack them, and had submitted that they are your own people. But Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, supporting the Holy Prophet, said and proposed that they are the source of the unbelievers. And they used to allege that you are false and you are a sorcerer and so forth. And he mentioned all those allegations which unbelievers of Mecca used to state, and he mentioned so many other things which they had acted against Muslims. Listening to his proposal, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say this is a wrong proposal. He appreciated his proposals. So he says, Abu Bakr is like Hazrat Abraham, Islam, who was more of deeply gentle heart, and Hazrat Umar is like Noah, and he was like firm like a mountain. And at this situation, I accept the proposal from Hazrat Umar. So, to the context and the situation, he used to give importance to the proposals. Then he realized that by being harsh to them will protect humanity. Therefore, he gave orders to attack or go to war. This also gives a lesson to those who sometimes give reference to the decisions of the previous caliphs to the living caliph. And they say, because this has happened before, therefore this should be the line of action now. But according these decisions are taken according to the context and the situation, and it is not because of malice or animosity against someone. The real purpose is to reform people and to protect human values. You can look at the incident of Uhud battle, where there is a great example of putting one's trust in God. It is reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered the Muslims and consulted them about Quraysh, whether we should stay within Medina or go out of Medina to fight them. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Usul was also there, and although he was a hypocrite, but he used to pretend to be a Muslim, and this was the first occasion the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited him to give his proposal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the evil aims of the unbelievers, that they are going to attack us, and then he said, I saw a dream that the spear which we tried to kill a cow has broken, and also I felt that I have put up camp in a most protective place. And he also said that he saw that he's riding a back of a ram. And then the companion said, how do you interpret your dream? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that by the slaughtering the cow means that some of my companions will be martyred, and by breaking the end of my sword, that one of my close relatives will be martyred, or maybe I will be harmed. And by putting my hands in the protective armor, that we should fight staying within the precinct of Medina, it will be better to fight from here. And by riding a ram, he said that this shows that the leader of the idolaters will be killed at the hands of the Muslim. And then he consulted his companions. Some important companions, seeing the situation difficult, and by being influenced by the dream of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we should stay within Medina and fight. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Usul also said the same thing, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred the proposal, his proposal, and said this is better, that we should fight staying within Medina. But most of the companions, especially the younger among them, who had missed the Battle of Badr, they had great passion of being suffer martyrdom, and they were very restless. They insisted that we must fight in open fields. By seeing their passion, their enthusiasm, and their the proposal of the majority, he accepted this and said we should fight outside Medina. Then he appealed to the Muslims that they should join the campaign and fight in the path of Allah. And he went to prepare himself for this. And within this, some of the companions explained to the young people that we should have followed the proposal of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and stay within the precinct of Medina to fight the enemy. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out with the armor, dressed in armor, then one of the leader of the Ansar came to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and submitted that your proposal is correct, and we are ashamed of what we have proposed. We should not have given that proposal. We should stay within Medina and fight. At this the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, not now. This is against the dignity of a prophet that after wearing the armor he should take it off till Allah gave command otherwise. Now let's go with in the name of Allah, and if you showed patience and perseverance, be sure that Allah will back you. So here also, despite being his proposal being different, and also some of the companions supporting him, he honored the proposal of the majority and also told about the proposal of the young men, that this is against the dignity of a prophet, that once he has stepped ahead, he should step back. And said, if you will show patience and perseverance, Allah's backing will be with you, inshallah. Despite this instruction, and because their impatience, the Muslim had to suffer a great loss. In short, there are many examples during the wars and in other national matters which puts light on the consultation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the people. But in addition, there are many other matters in which he used to give seek proposals and suggestions in people's personal matters and his personal matters and some other than national matters. For example, when it was thought how we should gather people for Salat prayer, then many people gave proposals. Then Allah Himself, through dream, guided Abdullah bin Zayd and Hazrat Umar the words of the Adhan. And when he asked for proposal, this is how it's reported. That previously Hazrat Bilal used to say As-salatu al-jamia. He used to shout these words. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam consulted people how we should call people, and after various consultations somebody said we should call like the Christians do with a bugle, and someone said we should do ring the bells or light the fire. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not approve of any suggestion. But in the same night, Abdullah bin Zayd and Hazrat Umar were taught the words of Adhan in their dream. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd saw someone in his dream who taught him Adhan and Aqama words, and he visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning and narrated his dream. At this the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is a true dream. And go with the Bilal and teach him the words which you were taught in your dream, because his voice is much better than you, stronger than you. And he said, I stood with the Bilal, and as I taught him the words, he was repeating them in a loud voice. When Hazrat Umar heard this Adhan from his home, he quickly rushed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by God who has raised you with truth, I had saw this in my dream exactly what I have heard now. in some other national or other matters. He used to consult women as well, and he would consult his wives also. At the time of truce of Hudaybiyah, when the truce was documented, he said that let's now slaughter our sacrificial chemicals. But the companions hesitated because they thought this would be admitting defeat. When no one stood up, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Hazrat Umm Salma and mentioned all the incident, how the companions have hesitated to slaughter. At this, his wife Umm Salma said, do you want to act upon what you want? Then this way you should come out and without saying a word to anyone, you should slaughter your camel and also shave off your head, which was the custom. And then he stood up and did exactly that. When the companions saw him doing it, they also rushed to their sacrificial animals and started slaughtering them and were shaving off each other's head. So those who think and raise objection that in Islam there is no importance given to women testimony, this report shows clearly that on this occasion the Holy Prophet ﷺ accepted and acted upon the proposal of a woman, that is his wife Umm Salma, guiding the people, because in their passion they were blinded and did not see what was the right option. As I said, that in the life of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, there are so many incidents consulting others that you cannot mention all of them, and I just mention the incidents that I mentioned. That he, in fact, to give guidance to his people that they should always consult, he used to consult them, admonishing them. On one occasion he said, and this is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, that the one who is consulted is trustworthy, and he should fulfill his duty of trustworthiness. And he said, if somebody asks his brother a proposal and consults him, he should give his proposal to him. And the importance of the proposal is equal to the trust, holding trust. And there is a clear commandment of Allah to fulfill your duty of trust. There is another report that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that if you attribute something false to me which I haven't said, the person will deserve hell. And if a person asked his brother, consulted him, and he gave him a proposal and a suggestion without thought, he has breached the trust. And about those who breach the trust, Allah says they are most advanced in sinful acts, and Allah dislikes them most. So therefore you should give your proposals with full thought. May Allah enable every Ahmadi to act upon this advice and act upon the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his model. There is a report which shows that what type of people you should consult. He said they should be intelligent and those who are righteous, and do not follow a particular people you prefer, that you think the other people cannot give their proposal. What you see is that they are intelligent and are righteous and pious. So in this also there is a guidance for the members of Shura Council, delegates for the Shura Council, and you have been made a delegate to the Shura by there is a Shura Council being held in Pakistan, etc. Therefore, you should also do your duty to worshipping God, because it's also said that you should be pious and sincere, which means worshipping God. And you should support your proposals with wisdom and with worship, and may Allah, then Allah will bless it. May Allah enable all of us to do that. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.